there's comments coming through from people regarding this court decision in the findings, I should say, by the federal court in the Learman Channel 10 saga. I mean, I can't broadcast people's opinions really on all of that because there's been too much of that going on. And to be honest, if it weren't for the broadcasting of so many opinions on this over the years, we may have got to this point or indeed a different point, but nonetheless, we may have got to some sort of conclusion years in advance to where we are now. There are lessons to be learned from the media and all of this as well. But suffice to say, this is the big story now this afternoon, and that is on a civil finding, the justice has found that Bruce Learman did sexually assault, I should say, Brittany Higgins. But as I say, this is a civil finding based off the balance of probabilities. It's not a criminal finding. Now, this is, I think we can say, the second high-profile defamation case to exercise the Australian public consciousness in a matter of about 12 months. And it's so happens to be the second high-profile defamation case where the plaintiff has effectively lost. In this case, Channel 10 have prevailed on the truth defence. And one of those that was certainly very much front and centre of all of this was Lisa Wilkinson. Now, suffice to say, from the bits I heard from the justice, he wasn't that flattering to Lisa Wilkinson or the way she conducted herself in much of this matter. Nonetheless, she's had a couple of words to say out the court, at the front of the court in the last so many minutes. They are the words of someone who certainly sounds vindicated, whether indeed that's legally true or not, I don't know, but here she is.
I published a true story about a rape in a federal minister's office at Parliament House in March of 2019. I sincerely hope that this judgment gives strength to women around the country. I am also so grateful to have had the benefit of my independent legal team, led by Sue Chrysanthu, whose expertise and wise counsel have been a source of ongoing strength to me for the last 14 months. Thank you. Throughout every step of this process, I have been surrounded by the love of my wonderful family, as well as incredibly supportive friends and colleagues. I can never thank them enough.
Lisa Wilkinson there, speaking out the front of the federal court.